Hello, Richard.
Hello, yes. I saw the program you're talking about, the Dating Naked program.
Don't think I'd have watched it again.
Did it out of curiosity. My partner wanted to see it. I looked over her shoulder. And to be honest, yeah, I think 9:30 is too early. But I also found that it was just not captivating. It's not what you really want to talk about, you know. Just seeing naked bodies really doesn't do it enough. I also have a strategy, too, about people who are dating that have bad sex. I used to purposely have bad sex with a partner because it meant that there would be no commitment and I could go into somebody else. So I enjoyed myself, but they didn't.
Oh.
What? You used to purposely
have be a selfish lover, basically.
Well, no, it wouldn't be selfish. I just wasn't. I just wouldn't put the full, you know, woohoo and
bells and whistles.
Yeah.
This is bizarre. So, what, you just didn't want them to fall in love with you, and you felt if you put everything into it, then they would.
Yeah, I was married for 30 years and came out of a relationship, and I didn't really want to get involved in another one. And I went onto this online dating, and however angle you look at it, it was a bit like a meat fest. You were sort of dating and going out, and basically the password was, would you like to go for coffee? And you usually ended up sort of having sex with them, and it just became quite a habit for a while. But luckily for me, I broke the cycle, because it does do your head in after a while.
Oh, too much of anything would. Ugh.
It gets very transactional.
And when it's all very easy.
You know,
and you purposely didn't really sort of try and get yourself connected or involved. You'd been in a partnership for such a long time, and you didn't really. And I had one lady that I even turned around and said to her, look, I really don't want to do this with you. She talked me into it anyway, and I kept saying to her afterwards, I really don't want to like you.
I really struggle with the not trying. Even though, I mean, you can
try. That's because you're so competitive.
No. Well, yeah, because the goal is to get a text to say, come back next week, isn't it?
And then you go, nah.
Exactly.
This is the way you work.
This is the bit I'm struggling with. Yeah, you try, you put an effort, and then, you know, if they want more, you say yes or no if you're interested. But you can do that and still be single.
Well, I got told by one lady that she didn't want to go into just a one-night stand. I said, that's fine. So the next time I met up with her, she invited me to go and lie down, and I thought it was just to rest, and next thing I know, it wasn't. You know, and so she sort of said to me, you were very quiet. I said, oh, yeah, I'm used to the kids, you know, trying not to make a noise.
That is an interesting call to start the day, Richard. I'll give you that much.
It most certainly is. Yeah. Thank you for your honesty.